One of the drawbacks of our education is that we learn the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov when we're very, very, very young. And many, many, many people never graduate from kindergarten. And even though they understand that in L'mashal and Halacha or Gemara, they understand that if you stay on a fifth grade level, that's terrible, that a person has to steig in Gemara to learn Rishonim and Achronim, and to steig to all the depths of learning sugyas and Gemara. But people don't realize that in Chumash it's the same thing. People who have the same childish understanding of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that they had when they were in fifth grade, so they haven't done a lot of steiging about something that's very, very important in the Yiddishkeit. One of the things that we try to do over here in this Chabura is to mature our understanding of things that happen in Chumash. Not just for the Divrei Torah that we say, but just to give a mature understanding, an appreciation for how deep and how broad and how important each pasuk in Chumash is to us. The Maharal brings in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Yud Aleph, a very interesting question. Parshas Lech Lecha begins, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimoylatecha u'mibeis avicha. Leave your father's house and go to Eretz Yisrael. Who's Avram? It says in the end of Parshas Noach, but and Avram is Terach's son. Do we know if he was a tzaddik or a rasha, a gibor or a cholosh, a zakin or a... We don't know anything. We don't know anything about him. He's an anonymous person to us. Parshas Lech Lecha starts, which is the beginning of the Avos, the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Who was Avram? We don't know anything. Noach, however, in Parshas Noach, it's not that way. In Parshas Noach, before the story of Noach happens, the pasuk makes sure to notify us. Ve'ela told us Noach ish tzadik tamim hoya b'derois of esor lekim is halach Noach. And then begins the story of Noach, but it begins with an introduction. And the introduction is that, you know, that Noach was a big tzaddik, and esor lekim is halach Noach. And based on that, we understand the whole parashas Noach, which is the zchus that Noach had to be saved, even though the whole world was destroyed, and that the humanity continues from Noach, and so on. So why by Avram do we leave? We should have said ish tzaddik haya. Before we start, Yom HaShem Avram, I should say, it was in the days of Avram, who was a big tzaddik. Another interesting thing, it's important to start Parshas Lech Lecha with the understanding that we're starting now the story of the Avos. We're starting now the Tkufa, the point in history, the time in history, that is the Avos of Klal Yisrael. So starting that, so we're going to pay very, very close attention to what's the first thing that we bump into as soon as we start the story of the Avos. And the first thing that we bump into as soon as we start the story of the Avos is Eretz Yisrael. Lech lecha me'artzecha, me'maylatecha, me'beis avicha, l'oretz asher ha'reka, with all kinds of haftachas, until Avram came to Eretz Kanan. Vayetu l'oleches artze Kanan, vayovoyu artze Kanan, which is Eretz Yisrael. And throughout the parashiyos of the Avos, we find again and again this relationship between the Avos and Eretz Yisrael. The Haftachas Ha'aretz is given to Avram Avinu, that this land will be his. So I think it's important for us to understand what the relationship is between the Avos and Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that as soon as we see Avos, we see Eretz Yisrael? Okay. Moving on, the second thing in Parshas Lech Lecha, the second Indian in Parshas Lech Lecha, after Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael, is Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz. It was a hunger in the land. And Avram was faced with this Nisayan, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a hunger. Vayered Avram Mitzrayim, and Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Rav Ba'aretz, Rashi says, L'nasayisay, to test him, Im Yehar Herachar Dvarah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'omar lo'y lelechetz al Eretz Kenan. V'achshav masiyoy lotzei ismi mena. So Rashi's going, the Ramban argues, but we're going now with Shitas Rashi, that the inyan of Avram coming to Eretz Yisrael and being hit immediately with the hunger was a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, leave everything and travel to Eretz Yisrael. He's Meiser Nefesh, he gives up everything, he travels to Eretz Yisrael, and he has to leave. It's not such a good welcoming committee. He has to leave immediately. L'nasayisay. And this was a big test, and many people say that this is one of the Asar Nisyanish and Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. One of the Mepharshim count this Vahira of Aretz as one of the 10 tests that the Mishnah in Avos says that Asar Nisyanish and Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, one of them is Vahira of Aretz. Reb Chaim Volozhin goes even further and he says that the ability that people have, that Yidden have, to sustain themselves during difficult times, to still have emunah, even though difficult things happen to them, even though going through a hard time, the strength that people have to do that comes from the fact that our father is Avraham Avinu, who faced this difficult nisayon of Vayehi Rov Baaretz. Reb Chaim Volozhin writes that it's not normal, he writes in Ruach Chaim and the Pirush on Avos of this mission of Asar Nisyanis, he says it's not normal the strength that Klal Yisrael has to deal with adverse situations. The only answer to the question of how Klal Yisrael has such strength is from the fact that their fathers already were matabiyah, already injected this strength into them. But still I think there's room to understand this Nisayan deeper. First of all, why did Hashem pick this particular Nisayan, that there was a hunger and he had to go down to Mitzrayim? And secondly, although we can understand the depth of the Nisayan, but we can imagine that any person with clear Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to Eretz Yisrael, see that there's a hunger, and feel like he has to leave without losing his Amunah. It's not... We still could use a little bit sharpening of what the... a definition of what was so difficult about this Nisayan. So the Pasha Pshat is a good Pshat. It was very frustrating. But still, a little bit more, what was the point of this Nisayan? Okay, so let's go back, as we often do, let's go back and do a little historical overview from Bereishis through Noach until Lech Lecha to get an appreciation of the role that Avraham plays in history. Parshas Bereishis, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world, and at the end of the Bria of this world, he creates an Adam. And this Adam is very, very unique. Every other creation in the world either is part of what we call the Elyonim, the upper worlds, Shemayim, or part of Olam Hazeh, the Oretz, Olam Hazeh, animals, trees, the creatures of Olam Hazeh. Adam is unique in that he is the Kesher, he's the bond, he's the Ma'achid. He's the one who puts together, he's the relationship between the two worlds. What do I mean by that? Everything that exists in this world exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia that bracha onto this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mashpia of shefa that comes from the Elyonim, from above, to the Tachtonim, to this world, only through the actions of Adam. As Adam makes the right choices, takes his bechira seriously, does avodas Hashem, and makes the right choices, as Adam... Thank you very much. As Adam makes the right choices, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by continuing to be mashpia that the world should exist and everything should go properly and there should be bracha and chayim and so on this world. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya that the Nefesh HaChaim brings in the beginning of the Sefer. The Osim Dvarai Beficha, the Navi says, and I put my words in your mouth, which is Avodas Hashem, Torah Tfila, when Toya Shemayim Velisayid Oretz, that in your hands, in the hands of man, is the ability to maintain the existence of a Shemayim and Oretz. But Adam Rishon did a chait. And this great, massive Adam, this great Baal Madrega, this tremendous Kedusha of Adam, who was so great that the Malachim thought that he was the Rabbeinu Shalom, Drekha Derb Elazar brings. Such a massively high Madrega, such a Kiddush Hashem, was Heiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kapay Olav Umiyatoi, the Gemara says in Chagiga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hands on him, put his hand on him and made him smaller, and now Adam was not quite, he had a big yirida, was not quite that Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. A much more limited, smaller Adam, an Adam who has Misa, who dies, an Adam that's not shayach to the great Madregas that Adam Rishon was shayach to before the Chet. The rest of that Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Noach, which discusses the Mabul and the Dor HaPlaga, which we're going to focus now on the Mabul for a minute, is a continuation of the Yerida of Adam. The Mabul and the Dor HaPlaga were two more steps where the whole tzura of what an Adam is took steps down. The end of Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk is made, the pasuk tells us that man gave up his bechira. V'chol yetzer machshavah is libay, all the thoughts of man, rak all again, were completely bad. Man gave up his bechira. Wasn't a Baal Bechira anymore. He was an animal. Man became an animal. The creation of man was to connect Elyonim and Tachtonim, was to serve a Ribbono Shel Olam, and as a result of that serving the Ribbono Shel Olam should be Mashpia Toiv on the world. And Adam gave it up. He stopped having a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol yetzer machshavos libay, rak kol hayom. All the thoughts in the entire day, all the thoughts that Adam had were all about distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra is distance from Hashem. Evil is distance from Hashem. All the thoughts of Adam were about distance from Hashem. We're living like a behemoth. Adam gave up his bechira. He gave up his suras Adam. And that's why the Mabul is the only place that you find this lashon in the pasuk, which is hard enough to understand even here, but that we only find over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Nichamti ki asisim. I changed my mind. I regret creating Adam. How can you regret? How can Hashem regret something that we're not going to talk about now? But the idea, the concept of Hashem saying I regret on the creation of man, that's only if you create someone to do something and he's doing it, but he makes a mistake, so you punish him. But if you create someone to do something and he stops doing the entire reason that he was created, his whole function in this world ceases, so then you regret that you created him. Right? Recently there was a big tumult. They sent up into space a couple of years ago a Hubble telescope. They sent them into space, a massive telescope into space, sitting in space. And a lot of parts of it malfunctioned. So they wanted to end the, stop taking care of it. And there was a big tumult by scientists and so on to try to keep maintaining at least the parts that are still functioning. What does that mean? That means that you created something. And even though it's not functioning 100% the way it's supposed to, but since it is accomplishing something from its tachlis, so it's still worth paying attention to. What would happen if they would have sent it up and nothing, you can't see anything? Would there be anybody who says, still, we should put money into, what are you putting money into? It's not doing what it's supposed to do. Then you regret that you sent it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nichamti ki asisim, because there's no function of Adam here. It's not that it's not working out like it should, it's a little bit less, it's not so clear, it's not so good. There's nothing. V'chol yetzer machshavos libay, it's dead. Adam is not being an Adam. If Adam is not being an Adam, Nichamti, I regret it. There's nothing, I'm going to take away the Adam. I'm taking him back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes out Adam. Then the Dor HaPlaga, which I'm not going to go into now. The Dor HaPlaga, also another Yerida of Adam, the lack of Emuna and the Merida in Hashem. Until we get to Parshas Lech Lecha. And we have to understand the tremendous ramifications of what Parshas Lech Lecha begins. Parshas Lech Lecha is nothing less than Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Is nothing less than the creation of Adam. From the Ovitz, from Avram to Yitzchak to Yaakov, that Adam of Kaidem Achet, that Adam, that great, great, great Adam, who was fully Mamale his Tafkid, fully did his job, that Adam was being recreated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating another, a new Adam. Avram Avin was called Ha'odam Hagodo Ba'anakim. Chazal say Zu Avram. That's Avram Avinu. Ha'odam Hagodo Ba'anakim.
What does that mean?
The great man amongst the giants. I think it's possible, there's different perusha, but I think it's possible that one of the reasons it doesn't say that Avram was a tzaddik before Lech Lecha is just like it doesn't say that Adam was a tzaddik before he was created. The Psukim want to bring out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't boicher in Avram because he was a tzaddik. His schar was that Hashem was boicher in him. It's much bigger than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was recreating Adam. Of course Avram was a tzaddik, and if we continue reading the parashas, we see that Avram was a tzaddik. And there are stories that happened before this of Avram's tzidkus. But the idea, the message of the pasuk is, just like it doesn't say, and Adam was a tzaddik, so Hashem created him. It doesn't say that by Briya Sa'adam, where does it come from? What instigates Briya Sa'adam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from Hashem, just like the creation of the world. The world wasn't good and therefore Hashem created it. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes the initiative to create a world. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes the initiative to create an Adam. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes the initiative, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, to create an Avram Avinu. The Avos of Avram Avinu. Incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. We start reading Lech Lecha. It should give us the same excitement as when we're reading Vayomer Elikim Nasa Adam. It's the creation of Adam, because that Nasa Adam was Niskalkul, and there was a Chet of Adam Rishon and a Mabul and a Dara Flaga, and now is a new Adam, a Chazara to the former glory, and that Adam is Klal Yisrael. Now let's learn a little bit about rain. There's a parak in Zechariah that talks about what's going to happen in Lotz Lavoi. Parak Yudalit in Zechariah. Talks about what's going to happen when the world reaches its tikkun. In Pasuk Tes, V'haya Hashem, the famous Pasuk, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'yoyim ha'hu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmai echad. Ultimately, we say every day in Davening, a few times a day, ultimately we'll have Hashem echad u'shmai echad. And it says a whole story. Different einshim that are going to happen to the goyim and so on, all the stories of what's going to happen to Yisrael Mashiach. And in that story, it says that there's going to be a tzivoy on the goyim to come to Eretz Yisrael and to do the Yontif of Sukkos. So that's going to be a tzivoy on the goyim to do that. And Pasuk Yud-Zayin reads like this: V'haya asher lo ya'ala me'eis mishpachay sa'aretz al Yerushalayim. And it will be that those who don't go up from the families of the earth to Yerushalayim, lehishtachavayis l'melech Hashem tzivakayis, to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their punishment will be V'loy aleihem yiyah hagashem. On them it will not rain. They're not going to have rain. V'im mishpachas Mitzrayim lo yisa'aleh v'loy bo'o. And if the family of Mitzrayim won't come up, so then it says there'll be a magefa. They'll have a magefa. So Mepharshim says means that the Nile will dry up. Why does Mitzrayim get a special invitation? If everyone doesn't come up, and if Mitzrayim doesn't come up, because it doesn't rain in Mitzrayim, so they can't have the same punishment as the rest of the world. So it says, if the rest of the world doesn't come up, it won't rain. Could wait. And if Mitzrayim doesn't come up, V'loy aleihem, the loy aleihem that's going to happen to them. You have to learn it with the Mitzvah David. What's going to happen to them is tia magefa. They're going to have a magefa because we can't punish them with no rain. They have a Nile River running through. They don't get rain. So their punishment will be that the Nilus will dry up.
Once Hashem is creating a nace that is drying up the Nile, why should it rain on its side?
Rain is a good thing.
Oh.
So I think these psukim, it's a funny thing, the psukim discussing it's actually Yali Shalom. I mean, imagine you're reading a pasuk, it says, and if the family's earth don't come up, they won't have rain. So you'd be like, oh great, Mitzrayim will get away with it. Okay, obviously Mitzrayim won't get away with it, Hashem will think of something else. It's funny that the psukim on Myrich said, and if Mitzrayim won't come up, so then they'll get a magefa. What's the oimik, what's going on, what does the Navi want? Single out Mitzrayim. I think the Navi is coming to contrast with the Pesukim and Parashas Ekev. Parashas Ekev, Perek, Yud Aleph, I think Pasuk Yud, starting from Pasuk Yud, yeah. Right before V'Hayim Shemaya. V'Hayim Shemaya is the end of Parashas Ekev, a few Pesukim before that. It says like this, it's an interesting thing. It says, Ki ha'oretz asher ata ba shama l'rishta. The land that you're going to inherit, Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not like Eretz Mitzrayim. I show you Tzasa Mishum that you came out of there. Asher Tizra Zaracha, that you plant your seeds. V'Hishkisa Beraglucha Kigan Hayorik, and it gets watered by your feet. In other words, the Nile River, the river waters it. No, Eretz Yisrael is not going to be like that. V'Haaretz Asher Ata Oivrim Shama, the land that you're going there. Eretz Harim Uvkoyz, it's a land of hills and valleys. It's not nourished by a Nile. Limtar Hashamayim Tishtemayim. The only way it gets water is through rain. Eretz Asher Hashem Alekecha Doirei Shoyza Tomid Eine Hashem Alekecha Bo Mereishis Hashana V'Yadach Rishon. So the Rashi and the Ramban have two different shatim. Rashi says that it's coming to say that it's much easier to live in Eretz Yisrael. In Mitzrayim you have to set up sophisticated irrigation and schlep water and everything if you want to water your field. But in Eretz Yisrael you have no problem. You just plant your seeds and when it rains the fields get wet. That's what Rashi says. It'll be easier. The Ramban says a different shot. Upshutei shal mikra, the Ramban says. The Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is as follows. He says, it says in the Pesukim before, if you look it up, it says in the Pesukim before, you should keep the mitzvahs, and if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll be zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael, zavas cholav udvash, and Hashem will bring rain, and so on. Abol de'u lachem, I want you to know, Hashem says, that's the point of the Pesukim, I want you to know. She'enu ke'eretz Mitzrayim, lahashko yisaisa beregel min hayyorim min ha'agamim. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim that it just gets water. It's not like that. It's a land of hills and valleys. And it needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Dairish or Yisatamid. You need Hashem's attention. You could avoid the spotlight of Hashem's attention in Mitzrayim, you'll still have water. Because the Nile River is there. It's there. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't have Hashem's attention to bring rain, you're in trouble. Because Eretz Yisrael is a very thirsty land. It depends on rain. It needs rain. And if you won't do the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore Hashem won't visit it, it's very bad for Eretz Yisrael. He won't be able to plant and nothing will sprout. And grass won't grow in its mountains. In other words, what is he saying? He's saying like this. He's saying in Mitzrayim you can get away with not being so good. Not having such a relationship with Hashem. Because the world runs, the world runs al pi derech hateva. And al pi derech hateva you have water. In Eretz Mitzrayim you have a Nile River. Masha ain Cain in Eretz Yisrael, there's no rain. There's no water over there. And unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser that there will be rain, it could also not be rain. Those of us who have been in Eretz Yisrael know that it could be years without rain also. That's also Derech HaTeva, that there shouldn't be rain. And you have to daven, and that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. You have to daven very hard that there should be enough rain. And if there's not enough rain, it's catastrophic. And the Hemshech is V'hayim Shamaya Tishma. That's the our V'hayim Shamaya. That's the Hemshech of these Pesukim. And what's the Ayinish in those Pesukim? If you all listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'otzer Es HaShamayim, V'lo Yemotzer, and so on and so forth. You have to understand that this Ramban is a very, 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 very Yesodistic Ramban. He's not just saying that you're going to apply, like he's warning Klal Yisrael, before you were able to get away with not being so good. Now that you're getting to Eretz Yisrael, so sorry, bad luck, you have to be very, very good in order to get rain. There's something much, much more fundamental over here. When Adam was created, it says in the Pasuk, Perek Beis Pasuk, hey, V'chol siach hasod ha-terem yiyah ba'oretz, V'chol eisav hasod ha-terem yitzmach. There wasn't grass, hadn't yet sprouted on the ground. Rashi says they were all the grass and the everything that had to grow was being oimed al peshach ha-karka, was standing right beneath the land. Why didn't it sprout? Ki lo himtir Hashem alikim, because Hashem did not make it rain. Al haaretz. Why didn't Hashem make it rain? The Adam ayin laavid es ha'adam, because there was no Adam to work the ground. Zot Rashi. Hashem didn't make it rain because there was ve'ein makir b'tayvas and shel v'sham. There was nobody who recognized how important rain is. When Adam comes and he knows that this is what the world needs, his father lalayim, he'll daven for them. And then it will rain. So in other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it wasn't going to rain until Adam was created. And Adam said, you know something? I think we could use a little rain. And he would daven to the Rav Shlomo, and the Rav Shlomo would bring rain. That's the circumstance in Parshas Bereishis. We have to know that this goes to the very, very, very root of what an Adam is. The word rain is Geshem. Geshem is also the word Gashmias, physicality. And the reason is because Geshem, rain, is a Hagshama. It's a physical mashal of the whole relationship that man has with the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis that the relationship that man has with the Rabbeinu Shalom is that he has to realize that he needs rain, daven for it, and then the rain will come from the Elyonim to the Tachtonim. That's life. The whole Elam Hazeh, the whole life, our whole existence, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send down bracha and chayim and everything that exists in the world. How do we get all of that? By having a relationship with Hashem, by doing mitzvahs, by being boicher b'tayv, by davening, by learning, by having a relationship with Hashem. So Geshem is a hagshama. It's a something that we can feel. It's a mashal of the whole relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia life onto us. And that's the Pesukim and Parshas Bereishis. That's why they're so important. It's not like a side event. This is a very, very fundamental part of the creation of Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and the Pasuk says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that it didn't rain until Adam was created, and then it will rain. Who cares if it rains before, it rains after? What's the big deal over here? No, the Pesukim are very, very, very neductic. It's very important. Because the Pasuk is setting up the relationship between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This unique thing that we began with, this unique role that Adam has, that he's mekasher, the Elyonim and Tachtonim, that's being set up in these Pesukim. That Adam recognizes the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia on the world, and he davens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends that shefa down. So that means that if you didn't live in Mitzrayim, where you don't need rain, you don't need to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be sustained. It's not just Stam a side thing, like they're really lucky that they don't need to come on to rain. They're missing in their Tzuras Adam. They're missing in the whole essence of man. In Parashas Bereishis, it describes that part of the essence of man is this relationship with Hashem, that he davens for rain and the rain falls. That's part of the relationship that man has with the Rabbanu Shalom. A man who's living in Mitzrayim, and he can get around without Geshem, the whole Mashal doesn't apply to him. And if the Mashal doesn't apply, that means to a certain extent the Nimshal doesn't apply either. That means that HaKadosh Baruch, just like HaKadosh Baruch is Mashpia on animals without them davening to him, the person that lives on Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch is Mashpia without them davening to him. There's no relationship. There's no you do and there and then I give.
There's other shepherds that brought down, though, besides the rain.
Let me ask you afterwards. And that's what's so important about the Pesukim of Parashat Ekev. It's Mamash Pilei Plan. Klal Yisrael, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. The land that you're going to is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, where you weren't the full Tzuras Adam. That's Makir B'Tayvos and Shal Gesham and Mispar Lalayim. No, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Makim where you need rain. It's in Eretz Tzmeya Ma'od. Eretz Yisrael is the place that the full Tzuras Adam belongs. Because that's the place that it's impossible to live without a relationship with Hashem. That's the greatness of Adam. Adam's not a behemoth that he could just live without doing. And Adam has to do and he gets in response. And that's the Makim for that Shleimus of Tzuras Adam is Eretz Yisrael. That's the lashon in Parshas Achrimos. The end of Parshas Achrimos, it says that the Parshas Achrimos is all about harchaka from arayis. To my seris mitzrayim al loisasu, you shouldn't do harchaka from arayis. That's becoming more of a tzuras adam and less of a behema. Being involved in arayis is more behemios, is more physical, and the person who controls himself is more using his koyach haseichel, his humanity. What makes him the Yisrael and Ha'odim and Ha'behema? So and over, right over there it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Hamale Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Like it says in Parashat Shemois, in the Parashat in Chumash Shemois, it says Hamale Eschem, who lifts you up out of Eretz Mitzrayim. The going from Eretz Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael is not just a geographic aliyah, but it's an aliyah. It's an aliyah because they're becoming pashut more of a tzuras adam. They're becoming more like that adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, but he has that relationship with the adam ayin laba yasa adama. That's all Parshas Ekev. That's all in this world. This was all said. The Parshas Ekev was said to Yidden in the Midbar in this world. But what's going to happen when we reach a day that on that day it's called V'haya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz? Hashem will be king on the whole world. The mashmas of Hashem will be king on the whole world is that there's not going to be such a thing that there's a place in the world that you can hide from having a relationship with Hashem. Doesn't the word L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz mean that there's not a single individual in the world that won't have to have the full relationship with Hashem? So that means that even in Mitzrayim, they're going to have to react to a tzivay of HaKadosh Baruch, and if they don't, they're going to get punished. That's the psukim in Zechariah. Chafle v'fela. V'haya asher lo ya'ala me'ez mishpachay sa'aretz al Yerushalayim l'shtach v'ez the melech Hashem tzivakayis. Those that don't come up to Eretz Yisrael, v'lo ya'alayim yeh ha'geshem. They won't have rain. Because that's an Adam. If you don't act like an Adam, you don't have rain. Oh, you think Mitzrayim is different? No, before it was v'haya asher the melech ha'kol ha'aretz, people could hide out in Mitzrayim. But now, v'im mishpachas Mitzrayim lo yisalev v'lo yibah. If Mitzrayim won't come, they're also going to get a magefa. The Nile is going to dry up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get them also. The Nile is going to dry up. And it's amazing because the Ramban in Parshas Ekev says, he says, HaParsha Hazu, in Parshas Ekev, where is Machalik between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, HaParsha Hazu Tazir B'Minhagay Shalaylam. And he says, U'mimenu Nilmad, and from this Minhagay Shalaylam we learn, even though everything is in Hashem's rishus, if Hashem wanted, he could dry up the Nile. But in this world, the Menhag Shel Olam is that Eretz Yisrael needs rain and Mitzrayim has the Nile. This is the Ramban says that that's the Menhag Shel Olam is Menhag Shel Olam Hazeh. Menhag Shel Olam Hazeh is that Mitzrayim has rain. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that to Mitzrayim also. But that's part of the Hester. That's part of the lack of Gilei Kavod Shemayim that exists in this world. That there are places, Kaviyachal, that a person can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal. That a person can hide from Hashem. That a person doesn't have to have that relationship with Hashem. But in Zechariah, where Aviva Haya Hashem LeMelech al Kol HaOretz, VaYomer Yehi Hashem Echad L'Shmei Echad, over there, VeYem Mishpachas Mitzrayim LeSalav LeBa. No, I think it's going to be a Mageva. And it's Meduktik in the Pesukim in Zechariah that this is the Pshat. Because there's a difference. If you look at the two Pesukim there, you'll take a look at it. If you look at the two Pesukim there, it says, if those goyim that don't come up, why does it say come up? Because you have to come up from any land, Eretz Yisrael. But when it's talking about Mitzrayim, it says if Mitzrayim doesn't come up and doesn't come, if it doesn't come up, then it doesn't come. Before you said if the Chinese don't come up to Eretz Yisrael, and if the Mitzrayim don't come up and don't come, yeah, if they don't come up, then they don't come. Shad is because the pasuk wants to tell you that Leisala is not talking about coming. If the nation of Mitzrayim, Leisala doesn't have that aliyah, doesn't grow up, doesn't mature into a greater Tzuras Adam, and doesn't come to Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to be punished also. It's minductic like this pshat. So now let's go back over our historical perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this Adam, and right away, the whole point of this Adam is to have this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and right away you have this inyan of Geshem. Adam has to daven for Geshem. Then comes the Mabul. The time of the Mabul, Adam said, you know what, never mind. I don't want it to have a relationship with Hashem. The Dor HaMabul did not want to have a relationship with Hashem. Mechol Yetzer Machshav Reis Libay, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. No relationship with Hashem. V'meil HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nicham Tiki Asisim. I didn't have to create an Adam for that. I only created an Adam to be that unique Nivra that has a relationship with me, and that he davens to me, and V'meil HaMashvi, if he's not going to do that, Nicham Tiki Asisim. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Adam? With Geshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the thing that's a mashal for the whole reason he created Adam, and with that thing, that's how he punishes Adam. Vayhi HaGeshem al Haaretz. But Chazal say that there's one place that the Mabul didn't fall, that there was no Mabul. The Medrash Rabbah says that there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of it now. How come thousands of people didn't hide out there?
This
far I'm talking about it. But just to take the Medrash Kipshutai, the Medrash says that the rain did not fall in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? It's Givaldic. Why is there rain falling now? Because Adam is not doing his job. Adam is not being an Adam. He's not taking part in this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's Eretz Yisrael according to the Ramban's Shana Parshas Ekev? Eretz Yisrael is the Shvitz place, is the perfect place for the Adam with the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mabul is not shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. The Mabul is for lack of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz Yisrael is dafka for the height of a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mabul and Eretz Yisrael are like two opposites. The Mabul doesn't fall on Eretz Yisrael. And now, as we said before, now we have the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. We have the creation of a new Adam. We have the creation of Vayemer Hashem al Avram. The creation of Adam again. The first thing we find, Vayemer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'elatecha mitzvah el ha'oretz asherecha. Go to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to become that Adam. You're going to become the Shvitz Tzuras Adam. You belong in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the whole Indian of Avos is so intertwined with Eretz Yisrael. If you're familiar with Chumash Bereishis, the Avos and Eretz Yisrael are like so intertwined. Avos, Eretz Yisrael, Avram, Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak, Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov, Eretz Yisrael. Because the Indian of the Avos is the Chazara to the Madrega of Adam, and the place for Adam is Eretz Yisrael. As we see in this Ramban. Now with this in mind, Rabbi Yisai, it's Pilei Plum. Imagine the Nisayin of Ahira of Arts. Avram travels to Eretz Yisrael. The reason he's traveling to Eretz Yisrael is because that's the place to have a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. The mushel to the relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom is that rain falls in Eretz Yisrael. And a person davens for rain and he's zoicha to rain in Eretz Yisrael. And Avram Avinu, who's supposed to be returning to the Madrega of Adam, comes to Eretz Yisrael and there's no rain. And he has to go down to the place of lack of Tzuras Adam. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. That can shake his emunah. What was happening was the exact opposite of his whole tachlis in this world. What was it we asked before you came? We asked like, so Avram was a big tzaddik. He was Oymed ben Yisrael. There's a lot of big tzaddik in the Chafetz Chaim also would have been Oymed ben Yisrael. No, there's something very sharp going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to go be a new Adam. Go to Eretz Yisrael to be a new Adam. And then Vayira Avarz is a parsha, like many of the Nisyanis of Avram, that Amamish, the opposite of what he was. Avram was expecting rain. That's the whole reason he's going to Eretz Yisrael. That's not a side thing. It was hard to live there. And it's a big, big lesson for us. I'm ending a little early tonight. There's a big, big lesson for us in this whole thing. Besides for the fact that it's so important for us to have the proper perspective of what the others are, and to understand that when Avraham Avinu has a nisayon, there's tremendous depth to his nisayonus. But there's a lesson here that it negates every single day for all of us. Many people face daily challenges. And people who face daily challenges many times think that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with them. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked them a little better, so then things would coast easier. Things would be a little easier for them. And we see from this Ramban that it's exactly the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every challenge is an opportunity to have a relationship with Hashem. A person who struggles on a daily basis with issues, with problems, with difficulties, there are opportunities to have a relationship with Hashem. He's living in Eretz Yisrael. He needs constant siyata d'shamayim. A person who's on easy street, so to a certain extent, he doesn't have to have a relationship with Hashem. Everything, al midrash hateva, is going fine. The struggle, whether it's a struggle to understand, whether it's a struggle to shtay, whether it's a struggle to keep away from averus, whether it's a chitzoniyistik of struggles, or pnimiyistik of struggles, but a person's struggles, a person's day-to-day struggles are invitations for him to bring Hashem into his life. The Hashem, instead of people take it, the same thing that people take as a message that Hashem is not happy with them. They should take it as if you got a chassan invitation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is an invitation, I want to be part of your life. The Baal Yisurim, the person who's struggling, he's the person who has the opportunity to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. He needs to be in constant contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sfarim say that besides the three tefillos that we say a day, a person should constantly daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. As things come up, as he's faced with nisayon, a person's faced with a nisayon, he should tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, that's what it says in Sfarim, please help me, I'm being faced with a nisayon now, I can't do it without you. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm in a tough situation, please get me out of it. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm about to take on a difficult task, please make me be matzliach. Daven in English, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life. Just like the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, they were in constant difficulty. If it didn't rain at the right time, they were in trouble. They had to constantly be inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their life, constantly having that relationship with Hashem. That's relationship, that's closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we once talked about the Nachash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that told the Nachash, "The offer toicha kol yimei chayecha, you'll eat dirt the rest of your life." So the Chazal say, what do you mean? It's a great thing. He'll always have what to eat. He travels on the ground. He always has food. That's a bad thing. That means Hashem's not interested in him. The person has too much. Everything is just totally fantastic for him. He has to wonder. I said over once, someone told me that Yisrael Salanter, if things went too well for too long, he used to say, I wonder if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about Yisrael. He used to say about himself. I wonder if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about me. Chas v'shalom. In other words, I'm used to hitting difficulties, hitting stumbling blocks, hitting tough things. I'm used to that. That's what I'm used to, because my relationship with Hashem is a relationship of. I'm trying to grow and I'm having a hard time, let me daven. I'm trying to understand something, I'm having a hard time, let me daven. I'm trying to be Ayman ben Yisayin, I'm having a hard time, let me daven. Let me constantly be in touch with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We can't shteig without being in touch with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Difficulties are an opportunity, nisyon is an opportunity to have a relationship with Hashem. So we have to change our whole mindset. And when we hit Nisyanis, we hit a tough time, we hit a bump in the road, we have to take it mamish with a smile. This is a, I don't mean that we have to be thrilled about it, but we have to take it with a smile that their Rebbe Shalom is giving me an invitation. People take it as a slap in the face. People have a hard time, they hit a bump in the road, and they take it, oh, what does Hashem want from me? The Rebbe Shalom has kindness on me. The opposite is true. The Rebbe Shalom wants to hear from you. It's a gewaltig thing. The Rebbe wants to hear from you. The person's in a shir, and his Rebbe always just says every kasha is good, and never, he calms, he doesn't calm, it doesn't bother him. The Rebbe's just fine. You calm, you don't calm, it's fine. Whatever you do is just fantastic. Whatever you say is just right. So Talmud can have a title. Don't you ever have a criticism? Don't you want to help me grow? Don't you want to have a masa matan? If I don't show up, don't you want to know where I am? Do you care about me? You always smile at me. You're like, but do you care about me? Sometimes Rebbe Shem shows he cares by making things difficult. It's not a slap in the face. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows he cares. Okay.